Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
History was made in the home of producer Jessica and her husband, Hamby. I can't wait to hear what's going on with baby Walt. Welcome to John and Tammy in the Morning on 103.7 KSON. All right, Jess, let us know.
Walt took his first steps. Oh, no!
Wow.
I know.
You got a walker now. He's got freedom. Yeah. His life begins in a whole different way.
Listen, yeah. Your baby boy.
Why
is
do you worry? What are you worried about?
Oh, my life is ending. I'm never going to have a free moment again.
My life is ending. Certainly not an overstatement at
you
all.
You know what that's like, though. Once those toddlers get their feet moving, oh, boy.
Oh, yeah.
There's
yeah.
a whole new over. Area of stuff that you have to take care of and whatnot. But here's the thing. Your son is one of the happiest babies I have ever met
right,
in my life.
Right.
He's so happy and always smiling and has that great look on his face. And I imagine that this milestone, his face got even brighter.
Oh, it's incredible. He's so happy. You know, I'll post the video on KSON's Facebook page.
Okay.
He is so excited to take
his first
steps.
Of course he is.
His life is so cute.
He's got a whole new type of freedom now. Yeah. Think of all the steps you're going to get in chasing them all over the place. Right. It's going to be great.
Can't wait.
Hey, listen, it's a good way to get back in shape, too.
Yeah,
you know?
That's true. That's
We worked hard at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's find out the journey first.
Yes.
All right, Bubbas. Do you think we could walk some? Here we go. Let's stand. Nope, that's not how we stand. Standing means legs straight, not bent. Yeah. All right, hold on. We got one leg almost there.
That's baby Walt. I'm trying, Mom.
Yeah.
All right, come on.
And we get the other. Nope. Oh, there we go. All right, we're standing. Nope, not sitting. Standing. I'm going to let go of you. Be careful. You better get standing. Plant those feet, sir. Plant those feet. Nope. Oh, and we're sitting.
Right back on the bottom. All
there
right.
There was a lot of that.
So how long did it take from this moment of back on his bottom to this moment?
Good job. Okay. Stand. No, hold on. You got this. All right, come on.
Next thing you know, he'll be running.
Can't wait.
And then he'll be tripping.
Uh-huh.
And then there'll be you wiping off his little skin knee with some Bactine and a kiss.
Right.
Like my mom used to do to me.
Aww.
Anyway.
Yeah. We've been working on it for a few weeks.
Okay.
So I wanted to make sure it happened while I was there.
Yeah, of course.
Because I went to Chicago for a couple days, as you know.
Oh, I suppose you were worried he was going to walk without
you
there.
That's a legit worry because that's exactly how I found out my baby Abby, who's now almost 21 years old. I was in New York for my birthday party. And my brother-in-law at the time and I flew to New York City to visit my sister Wendy, who lived there at the time. And when I got back to my little apartment in Eau Claire, Wisconsin, I opened the door, and here comes Abby walking over. I felt great, but horrible.
Yeah.
I should have been here, not drinking in New York City with my brother-in-law.
Yeah. So I didn't want that to happen. So luckily, I worked with him. I worked with him, and Jeff just kind of chilled while I was out of town. And
so he didn't. Oh, yeah.
So he didn't do
that's
it.
Nice.
Yeah, he
so
let
he
me have the time.
So he purposely didn't practice walking with Walt.
Right.
Yeah.
Because he didn't
want
to run. That's a really sweet thing.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Then he took his first step.
Is it sweet or is it lazy?
No, it's sweet.
I'll get him walking later. I'll get him walking later. I'm very happy. It's a great moment.
Thank you. Yeah, we're still working on it. He's still only takes a few steps and then sits back down.
Don't run right out of the gate there, honey. So
yeah, that's fine. But we're working on it. And every day he gets better.
Oh, all right. Well,
yeah, my big boy.
Yeah.
Little Walt's walking already.
So cute.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.